Masechet Avot Perek Bet Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Af hu ra'a gulgolet ahat shesafal pene hamayim. He as well, talking about Hillel HaZaken, he also saw once a person's head floating on the water. Amar, and he said, Al da'ateft atfuch, because you caused the heads of others to float, others caused your head to float. In other words, you did certain crimes in your life. You hurt people. You did things wrong. And therefore, there's a repercussion to the fact that you did those crimes. And now as well, you are floating in the water as a punishment for what you did. Hachamim tell us that here, Hillel saw the head of a well-known murderer. And that murderer was attacked by thieves. They killed him and they threw his body into the water. So Hillel, for the people around him, he said out loud that the victim was a thief. The victim was somebody who killed other people. And therefore, Hashem punished him the same way, midah keneged midah, just like what he did to other people was done back to him as well. That Hashem punishes this murderer for what he did. V'sof metayfayich yetufun. And in the end, those who caused you to float are going to float themselves. That even though this person was a murderer, nobody had the right to kill him. That is only given over to the Beit Din to do. So even though he deserved to die, nobody has the right to take out and kill this person. So what we say is, therefore, Hashem is going to punish even those people who killed him. Hashem is going to arrange that they're going to die the same way that he died. That there's going to be midah keneged midah for them as well, because they didn't have the right to kill him. So, and that's how the chain continues. That if a person does something wrong, they're going to be punished in a way that's midah keneged midah.